This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area Friday, November 9th, 2012. Colorado Democrats made history yesterday by selecting the first openly gay man to be the Speaker of the State House of Representatives. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Republicans lost their one-seat majority in the House during Tuesday's election, setting the stage for Democrat Mark Ferrandino of Denver to take over the Speaker's chair. Ferrandino most recently served as the minority leader. He says economic development and funding for education will be the top priority of the upcoming session. But he's also vowing to pass legislation to allow civil unions.
I think 2013 will be the year we see civil unions become a reality in Colorado. I think we're seeing a huge shift in this country on LGBT issues. And Colorado last session showed that the leadership of the House was behind the times.
Civil unions had enough GOP votes to pass the Republican-controlled House last session, but Speaker Frank McNulty recessed the chamber and the bill died on the calendar. With their party now in the minority, McNulty won't be in any leadership position. Instead, Republicans selected Representative Mark Waller of Colorado Springs as their new leader. The leadership changes won't formally take effect until the session begins January 9th. I'm Benta Berkland.
On Wednesday, the U.S. Forest Service upheld its decision approving a lease expansion for Arch Coal's West Elk Mine into a roadless area against the wishes of conservation groups. In August, the Forest Service approved the expansion within the Sunset Roadless Area 10 miles east of Paonia. Several state and national conservation groups appealed the decision in September, arguing that the mine expansion violates laws meant to protect wildlife, air quality, and forest lands, as well as the Colorado Roadless Rule. The lease expansion adds about 1,700 acres to two leases already held by the West Elk Mine. In a release, Matt Reed of High Country Citizens Alliance said the Colorado Roadless Rule provides loopholes that, quote, leave 20,000 acres of pristine forest on Colorado's west slope open to destruction by coal mines, end quote. The Colorado-specific rule replaced the 2001 Clinton rule. The groups also object to the Forest Service not requiring the mine to capture methane for its energy value or burn it to reduce its volatility as a greenhouse gas. The methane, which is vented for miner safety, is considered more than 20 times as potent as carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas. Ted Zukoski, staff attorney for Earth Justice, says they will be examining all legal options going forward. Montrose City Attorney Russ DeRay has decided to retire after 9 years. According to the city, DeRay wants to spend time with his family. He'll continue working until the city can find his replacement and help with the transition of duties once the new attorney is hired. An intensive nationwide recruitment process will begin this month. Mayor Thomas Smits commended DeRay on his years of service. Canyon City residents are concerned about the Pinyon Ridge uranium mill. On Wednesday, the State Health Department began a new public hearing process for the mill's radioactive materials license. Judge Richard Dana is presiding over the hearing. The Watch reports that on Monday, a group of residents who live near the Cotter Uranium Mill, a Superfund site in Canyon City, sent Dana a letter voicing concerns about the state's ability to provide adequate supervision over a new mill. Members of the nonprofit group Colorado Citizens Against Toxic Waste stated that their concerns stem from years of experience dealing with the Cotter Mill cleanup, which has been managed by the state since the late 1980s. The Watch reports that the group says their biggest concern is that the state doesn't have the staff or the resources devoted to regulating a site like this. They say that if the mill is built, they don't think the state will protect people living nearby from contamination. The group's letter said the state failed to effectively warn Canyon City residents about well water contamination for years. They say the state has handled Cotter with kid gloves, allowing them long delays in requiring cleanup or even investigation of contamination. The hearings in Nucla are the result of a district judge's ruling that found state radiation regulators violated federal law in the first hearing. The public hearings continue this afternoon starting at 4 p.m. and all day on Monday at the Moose Lodge in Nucla. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has cited a medical helicopter pilot from Arizona for harassing wildlife near Grand Junction. Owen Park, a pilot for Classic Lifeguard Air Medical in Page, Arizona, was assessed 10 penalty points against his hunting and fishing privileges and issued a fine of $200, which he has paid. The aircraft was not carrying a patient at the time of the incident. According to State Parks and Wildlife, on September 23rd, Park and the ship's crew were returning to their home base in Arizona after delivering a patient to a hospital in Grand Junction. Witnesses say they observed the helicopter harassing a herd of elk in a canyon near the headwaters of Granite Creek. According to the witnesses, Park flew erratically, making several passes below the rim of the canyon and at treetop level, causing several groups of elk to scatter in multiple directions. The witnesses said that at times it appeared Park was hurting the elk and he ruined their hunt. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that after Park was contacted, he explained that he did not feel his actions harassed the elk, but did admit that he was trying to get a better look at the herds. The Ouray Ice Park will have a new centerpiece for the 2013 Ouray Ice Festival, a steel climbing tower. The Watch reports that the new climbing wall was installed last Saturday in a delicate operation spanning several hours and using a giant crane and roped-in mountaineers. The 3.5-ton, 25-foot-tall steel structure is designed to create an even more challenging and crowd-pleasing venue for world-class competition. The wall, built by Ouray metal artist and welder Jeff Scalota, can overhang the Uncompahgre Gorge by 15 degrees to 45 degrees. The Watch reports that with the addition of the highly visible new climbing wall, the wow factor of the competition literally shifts to a new level, bringing competitors out of the canyon for everyone to see. The Ouray Ice Park plans to create a new viewing area in a natural amphitheater down inside the Uncompahgre Gorge to accommodate more spectators. The Ouray Ice Festival has been held each January since 1996 and draws climbers from around the world. Rimrock Drive in Colorado National Monument will be limited to one-way vehicle traffic tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. during the Rimrock Marathon. One-way traffic only will be permitted from the west or Fruta entrance to the east Grand Junction entrance. As the marathon progresses, Rimrock Drive will reopen to two-way traffic by stages, with westbound access to Glade Park DS Road turnoff opening first at approximately 9:30 a.m. All facilities and scenic overlooks will remain open to the public during the event. Sunday is Veterans Day. In observance of the holiday, many state offices will be closed on Monday. State driver's license offices, the Department of Public Health and Environment's Vital Records Office, and administrative offices for executive branch departments will be among the facilities closed on Monday. History Colorado and all Colorado state parks will be open and staffed, but administrative offices and visitor centers will be closed. State troopers will be patrolling the highways, and Department of Transportation maintenance crews will be working as necessary. This concludes the morning newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.